You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So we were reading something the other day. It was some story about somebody who had quit their job after just 2 days or something. I was talking to Jeremy about that. I was like, we should ask people, what's the quickest you've ever quit a job? We were talking about it a few minutes ago, and Deanna wrote in, and she goes, I heard you're going to talk about how quickly you've quit a job. For me, it was lunch on the first day. Horrible experience.
Wow, that's super quick.
So she went in, what, 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, and at noon, she's like, I'm out of here?
She's like, this isn't for me. I got to bounce. That's really quick. The quickest one I can think of is I worked at an American Eagle high school or something, I want to say. It was years ago. I lasted about 4 or 5 days, I think, at that job, and I quit. I just knew.
Didn't know you worked at American Eagle?
I did, and it was only for about a week. The worst, I mean, they made you buy all their clothes, first of all. So, like, your entire first paycheck goes to buying all their clothes because you got to wear them. But okay. That was the job that made me really feel for the people in the retail industry because of the amount of folding. I mean, it's like
that's right.
You have the stack of the perfectly folded pants, you know, and
that.
You
right.
Walk to the back of the store, and by the time you walk back up front, the entire stack is just a mess, and you got to refold them.
I remember talking to this worker at a Gap store like 20-something years ago, and we were laughing about because they were folding T-shirts.
That's all you do all day.
And I said, you've got that down. They said, oh. They said, you practically have to take a test.
Yeah, you probably do it in your sleep.
You've got to fold it their way. And
I couldn't do it.
And she said, it does. She goes, I have taken it into my personal life. She goes, I am an expert folder there. She goes, when I travel now, it's fantastic. I can fold everything perfectly.
Yeah, your suitcase is like Tetris. Everything's perfect. Yeah, I couldn't handle it. But I bounced within a week because of all the folding. I was like, nope, not for me.
Didn't you know? Did they not tell you that when you're applying, you're going to be doing a lot of folding?
You do, but you don't realize it until you're in there, really, how much it is. It's a lot.
Because maybe when you're applying for the job, you're thinking, ugh, how hard could that be? Folding, that's easy.
That's easy.
I was like, it's not digging ditches or anything.
I was like,
all
right, cool clothes, I'll, you know, pick up chicks and, you know, whatever. No, I was out of there.
The quickest you have ever quit a job, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Now, part of me wants to do a follow-up question with everybody of, you know, why did you quit so quickly? But I'm afraid that there may be some stories that we don't necessarily want on the air.
Yeah, I guess if they're air appropriate. Nick said a hair salon lasted 5 minutes at one job. Or is that two separate things? That's two separate things. Nick says I lasted 5 minutes at one job. Well, Nick, I need more information.
5 minutes?
5 minutes? Why? Why'd you bounce within 5 minutes?
Another Jeremy wrote in and said 3 hours. Okay.
Robert says 2 days after training. Oh, I can't believe how quick
these
people are bouncing.
Thing. Listen, I just have to tell. I know it's like, you know, it's not popular to ever take employers' sides on anything, right? Everyone's, you know, a rebel. You know, fight the power and fight the man and all that other stuff. But sometimes I just want to take the side of the employers. Like, you know, we went to all the trouble
to train you,
for the job, to interview maybe a second time. Then we hire you. Then we train you. And at lunchtime, you leave and quit.
That's not cool.
Emily, good morning. Thanks for calling your boys in the morning.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
So how long did you last?
I lasted 4 days.
Okay.
And
okay.
You would not take the employer's side. I work in orthodontics. And always, especially you, Jeremy, check your, you know, your allowable fees. Because the doctor I was working for as the treatment coordinator for braces and things like that was like double charging everybody and not following the fee schedule.
Oh, that's horrible. That's horrible.
Criminal.
Oh, man.
I know. So when I found that out, I was like, out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what?
You need to speak up about that,
though. You lost the chance to get a free crown or something, though, Emily. I mean.
Sounds like he would have charged you for it. Nothing free there. Dang. Oh, yeah. Always check your medical stuff.
Thank you very much for the call. We appreciate you. Here's Kim. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
How long did you last?
Well, it was about 4 hours. The year was 1981. I was 14. My mom got me a job as a pantry girl at a Village Inn. And if you remember, they had all those little syrups on a rounder, like on each table.
Were you drinking out of them?
No, but I had to clean and feel those.
Oh, sticky.
And I was 14, and I was like, no way.
Ew,
no
Bob, way. This is the worst. Probably hair stuck on them and old napkin pieces.
It was disgusting.
I do remember those little twirly things that had the different flavor syrup. So you had like strawberry and blackberry. And
blueberry.
Yeah.
My mom worked there. All the cooks and people in the back were trying to get me to go outside and smoke cigarettes with them.
All right.
I'm like, no.
Come on, let's do some smokes and take some shots of maple syrup.
That's great.
That's funny. Well, Kim, four hours and she was out.
She's out of there. Kim, we appreciate your call. Thank you so much for being on the show. I think just to do a CYA, we should be asking everyone who's on hold, say the type of place, but don't give names.
Yeah, that's probably fine.
You could say a restaurant.
Apologies to Village Inn and your sticky syrup bottles.
And, you know, 42 years later, Village Inn has come a long
way
with those lazy Susans.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that what those little spinny things are called?
That's right, yeah.
So let's just keep company names out of it, people. You can just say the type of industry.
It was a pancake restaurant?
Yeah, like I work for a dentist or a law firm or whatever. Hi, Ellie. Good morning.
Good morning.
How long did you last?
I think probably about 2 hours.
Okay.
Industry?
So it was a horse riding facility, so we would go and see the horses and clean up the pens and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I worked at this place in college. I left to go work a summer job. I came back and hired all new staff, and 2 hours into my first shift, I realized they weren't doing their jobs. And I told the owner she wasn't going to do anything about it. And I said, nope, not doing other people's job for them. So I was out of there.
You put your
you
hook
told
down.
Them. Oh, don't, Bob. You're not doing it right.
Oh, that's funny. Ellie, thank you for that call. Thanks for letting us have fun with you. We appreciate it. Kendra, how long before you quit?
About 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Industry.
Yeah,
what is it?
The restaurant industry.
Okay.
And we were just on our first day of training. So we're just chatting with people. And this girl walks in. She's like, blah, blah, blah. And I just got fired from this place. And I was like, you did? And I stood up and I turned in my stuff, walked out, went to that other place, and was at that other place for 7 years. That was pretty.
Wait a minute.
Wait, you went and took her job?
Yeah. Hell yeah, I did.
Hell yeah, you did.
Much better money.
That's pretty slick.
That's funny. Thank you for being on the show with
us. Gets up and leaves. Heads over to Old Navy.
There's an open. I have two names on the screen. Is this Jen or Kim or Kendall?
This is Jenna Kendall.
Was there an N or an and in there?
Just Jenna Kendall.
Oh, Jenna Kendall. First name,
oh,
last name.
Oh, you're giving us last name, too. Oh, well, we didn't need that. We'll just call you.
You're
we'll
just Jen.
Go with Jenna. Yeah. Jenna, how long did you last at the job?
I lasted 3 hours.
Why?
Well, it was a really good job. It's a construction industry, you know, project management position, really professional position. And the guy who hired me swung by my office when I was not in my new office momentarily and left a note on my desk that asked him if I would meet him in the bathroom for some type of relations.
What? Did it specifically say relations or did he just need help with something?
It wasn't like my zipper stock or anything. Can you sew a button on my shirt? No.
No. It was for some smooching, huh?
Bring your hard hat, right?
Make sure. Well, don't. So she did,
Jenna.
And then quit 3 hours later.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jenna. That's horrible.
Might have to end this whole segment. I don't know. We'll try one more. Don't get us in trouble, Eric. How long did the job last?
Oh, man, as quick as you could change your clothes, I'll tell you that. so it was at a very well-known fast food that you can get a schmick-schmack at. And
oh, that's not right. No, see, I'm cutting you off. I'm cutting you off. I'm not going to let you
I've never had a schmick-schmack.
Well, I'm not going to let him besmirch an advertiser of this radio station.
Way to cover your tracks, Eric.
What are we, stupid?
A schmick-schmack. Not a schmopper, but a schmick-schmack. He didn't go to schmick-schmalay. Some schmickin' schmuggets. You know, you can get a schmappy schmeal there.
Shut up, Eric.
Eric.
Dork.
Don't ever call us again, Eric.
Or at least wait a couple days.
Please.
Are we going to do one more?
Okay, we can do one more.
All right, one more. Chris, good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me good?
Oh, loud and clear, Chris. You're coming in strong.
Perfect.
5 by 5, so, as they say, Chris. How long did you last at the job?
So about 1 second.
Okay.
Oh, what happened?
But... well, it had nothing to do with the job, so...
Wait a minute. I'm putting him back on hold for a second. Wait a minute. Ask Josh. Did Josh clear this story?
Is he okay? Josh threw his hands up and says, I don't know.
Well, then forget it.
No!
That's your job,
Josh!
I only lasted at a job 1 second. I think you needed to pry
need
a little deeper
more.
So we don't end up with another schmick-schmack situation or something.
I killed a man.
Diana?
Diana, save us.
Diana, you know, we put our careers on the line for this show every day.
Oh my gosh. Too funny.
Now, you're not going to get us in trouble, are you?
No, I won't. Nope.
Okay.
How long did you last?
Oh, well, longer than I should have, but it was 6 weeks.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah. So I moved out of state, and I got hired by a company that was just totally my dream job. I was an executive assistant. I won't say the company, but it was a professional sports team. And I was over the moon, so excited. And I got there, and the executive that I supported just had really, really poor time management skills. And I tried to help her, and it got so bad that she ended up no, seriously. Her meetings would run like a good 30, 45 minutes late all the time. They'd run long. It was just awful. And so after, you know, a couple of suggestions on how I could help her manage her time better, she ended up removing my permissions on her calendar, so I couldn't do anything.
She was going to fire you 2 weeks in, but she waited until six, is what you're saying.
You know, Diana, I'm
going nowhere.
Yeah.
Listen, you were delightful. Thank you for calling us. There's just something hilarious to me about I had to quit the job because the boss was terrible at time management.
Her meetings ran long.
That is
I'm out of here.